Well, good evening, folks. Welcome to our Wednesday night Treasured Words from the Scripture. We're beginning a new devotional, and it's based on Job chapter 23, verse 12, which says, "I have not departed from his commandments. I have treasured his words more than my daily food." This is going to be a weekly devotional to help us in these tough times. And make no mistake about it, we're in some tough times. And we tend to worry about our daily routines, things that are happening in our lives. And it's very understandable. But the Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 6 said, "Don't worry about your life, whether you eat, what you drink, or what you wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Consider the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they are?" Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for this time that we can share together treasured words that you have given to us from the Scripture. Guide us in what we do, and we'll be sure and praise you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now, Jesus said worry is the wrong thing to do, folks. Worry is the natural result when our hopes are centered in anything other than what we can do to please the Lord. When we make anything else our goal, frustration, defeat, all those things come into play. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, "In this world you will have trouble, but cheer up. I've overcome the world." Now you got to understand, God has never promised to remove all of our troubles, all of our problems, all of our difficulties. In fact, Paul said in Romans chapter 8, "Nay, in all these things, in all our troubles, in all our problems, in all our difficulties, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." See, we live with a different mindset than this world around us. They're going in one direction, and we're going in a totally different direction. And more our values are bringing conflict, and in some cases, confrontation. But you know what? God has promised us that in the midst of all of our trouble and our conflict, he has promised us a genuine peace, security, and a sense of assurance that this world just cannot understand. Paul said, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and petition, make your requests known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord." The reason we don't have to worry is because we have a Heavenly Father who has promised to take care of us all the days of our lives. How great is that? You see, worry is a sign that we're really not trusting the Lord in our lives. So when we're hassled, when we're pushed to our limit, we should ask God to give us a deeper understanding of how much he loves us. That we can just rest in the knowledge that we are being cared for by a loving Heavenly Father. So I want to give you some encouraging words for today. They're found in Lamentation chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. I hope you'll write this down and look it up for yourselves, but I'll share this with you. "The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies are new every morning." Wow, what a wonderful passage of Scripture. It tells us that God's mercies are new every single day. That he never gets tired of taking care of us. That his mercies are never on back order. They're always right up front, ready to go. That he's always there to supply our needs. We can open our eyes tomorrow with absolute joy, knowing that our Heavenly Father is waiting to spend the day with us. How awesome is that? We can't use up his mercies. And the Scripture says his mercies are never ending. We can be confident with a renewed sense of wonder at God's marvelous grace, knowing that he has a more than abundant supply of everything that we need. The Apostle Paul said in Philippians, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Now, what power is he talking about? Well, folks, that's the Holy Spirit. We received the Holy Spirit when we became a Christian. And the Holy Spirit gives us every day an opportunity to experience the deep joy of God's mercies. Mercies that can reach us no matter how bad our situations are. His hand is open to give it to us. All we have to do is ask for it. And if today's circumstances blur our eyes to His mercies, not to worry. God's mercies will be just as wonderful tomorrow as they were today. It's no mistake that we woke up today. God has chosen to let us live another day. So I guess the question is, do you want to receive His love? Do you want to receive His mercy? Why should I feel discouraged whenever shadows come? Why should my heart grow lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion? My constant friend is He. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know that He watches me, and He watches you too. So remember our encouraging words today. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies are new every morning. Wow. And He's ready to give us a fresh start, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Hey, folks, don't worry. God's got this. Amen? Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for your encouraging words to us of your mercies and your love for us. And Lord, I just pray that we would apply that in our lives as we go forward from day to day, that we'd understand that you are our Heavenly Father and that you're watching out for us. Guide us in all that we do, and we'll be sure and praise you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You know what, folks? God is good all the time. See you next time.